Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season three of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm here as I am every single week, except when we're not, none other than Uncle Steve. Steve, how in the hell are you? How are we 2 weeks from November, and what's going on?
Oh, we're doing great, Matty. Enjoying this nice fall weather we have down here.
Yes.
Beautiful. 2 weeks from November means 2 weeks from Vegas, right?
That is true. Yes, 2 weeks from Friday, we will be landing again in the city of Vegas, where I was all weekend and early this week. Anything else going on with you? I imagine you're watching some Wednesday night football.
Yeah, Wednesday night football. My Red Wings are on, so they don't get on very often, so I'm watching them. And some baseball.
Ugh, yuck. That's all right, though. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every Wednesday or Thursday, kick around some knowledge about the weekend slate of NFL college games, do our research, analyze the trends, coaches, weather, and anything else to give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue is a general rule, we suck at it. Steve, any kind of idea where we're sitting on the year?
I'm still creeping down. I'm at 51% now.
51, yes.
You went 3-2 last week, so that's 37%.
37% on the year?
On the year. And overall with Circa, we're at 42%, which means 58%, which is a pretty good number for the listeners.
58% is kind of that realistic great number for a handicapping podcast. So if you go against us, you'd be right there on the season.
And Circa, we shit the bed last week. So
we did. Yes, we dropped were 1-4 again, right?
Yeah, dropped us about 1,500 spots for the quarter. And but it got us back into the losers. We're only 4 points out of the bottom there, sitting 4,941 out of 5,273. So,
wow. Yeah, we're going to be right in there till the end.
Yep.
Yes, we are. All right. Well, as we do each week, we invite guest pickers to break up some of the monotony of Steve and I's voice. This week holds true to that, another staple of the show, and maybe the only guest picker that we have on who actually follows us and supports us on Twitter. We've got Mike from Nebraska. What is up, Mike?
Not much, not much. Ready to see how bad I do this week.
Well, yeah, you're generally pretty good.
And, no.
No? No.
We went back to the archives on him, too. He's a 33%er. So.
33%. That's why I called him a staple of the show. I had no idea he was just like Chris from last week and sitting in those 30 and 40%. So as he gives his pick, you probably know where to go. All right, Mike, since you're the guest, we're going to start with you, buddy. What's up?
Sounds good. I am going to start with college football, of course. We're going to do a little Oregon and Washington State. That is 2:30 game. I have Oregon at 18.5. That's, they're giving up. The Cougs are 3-2 against the spread and 1-2 against the spread in their last three road games. The Ducks 0-1 against the spread, 2-0-1 in their last three home games. So Washington State, as everybody knows, lost to Arizona 44-6, being a 7.5-point favorite. And then Oregon lost on that heartbreaker last week to Washington, but they still covered since they were 3.5 dogs. And you know, Oregon, I know, leads the all-time series. They're 53-42-7, and I think they're going to win this one this week and cover that 18.5.
Covering 18.5. All right. Very good.
our banker, Tommy, he probably wasn't doing real well after that one.
He probably did not take that one to the bank, I'm guessing.
No, no. I told him he can get ready for the Big Sky Conference. And I think that's where Washington State ends up. Ooh,
golly. They might dominate there.
They should.
I would think so. All right, Steve, where are you going?
We're going to Bloomington. 11 o'clock kickoff. Rutgers and Indiana. -5 and 42.5. Rutgers 5-2. Indiana 2-4. Rutgers defense pretty solid. 16 points a game. Their offense, looking up, they're pretty balanced. I think they average about 160 both passing and receiving. Turnovers and penalties have been a big problem for them. They've been escaping because they haven't played a very good schedule. Indiana's offense is terrible. They average 18 points a game. Their D is up 29 a game. So I think this game is going to be a boring no watch.
Whoa.
I think we're going
unwatchable
under
football.
Very unwatchable football. We're going under 42.5 here.
Under 42.5. All right. Well, I'm going to go to a Thursday night college game. I'm going to go with 3-3 Rice visiting 3-3 Tulsa. Tulsa here is a 3-point favorite. They are coming off a disappointing conference loss and failure to cover against Florida Atlantic last week. Rice is also coming off a 7-point loss last week. They were favored by 10.5 points. They lost that game straight up at home as a double-digit favorite to none other than the Jim Mora Jr. Huskies. Yep, he did again. I know. Rice is a pass-happy offense, averaging 400 yards a game with 300 of those being in the air. Tulsa's averaging 400 yards per game as well, but they have 200 on the ground, 200 in the air. Both defenses are giving up 30 points a game. Both offenses are averaging 30 points a game. There are only two factors that are going to determine this one. That scar from getting beat by Jim Mora Jr. as a double-point favorite, that's going to hurt Rice. Also, before this game, Tulsa is going to try to set the Guinness World Record for the largest beer tasting event before the game. Each adult, as they enter the stadium, will be given 3 beers to drink prior to entering. This will set the world record, and it will also give me a Tulsa covering 3 points on a drunken night. Back to you, Mike.
Are you going down to the game?
I was just going to ask. Are we road tripping to Tulsa this weekend?
No, I did Google Map it, and it's a little far from the Minneapolis Twin Cities area. A little closer to you guys, but
8 hours.
8 hours. Yeah. All right. Something to think about. Where are you at, Mike?
Okay, I'm going to go to the Big 12 next. Oklahoma State at West Virginia, 2:30 on Saturday. I got Oklahoma State getting 1.5. Oklahoma State beat Kansas last week by 7, and we all know what happened to West Virginia last week. They got a little cocky there after they scored and watched Houston go down and win on the Hail Mary. So Oklahoma State is 3-2, last 5 against the spread. West Virginia is 4-1 against. 4-1 the last 5 against the spread. But Oklahoma State, you got to love Gundy and his mullet and everything else. And so just got to think that they're going to figure out a way to beat West Virginia there in Morgantown.
There we go. All right.
They have played a lot better since their bye week. I got them at getting 3.5, Mike, so
ooh,
you a couple more points.
Oh, that'll work for me, too.
All right, Steve, what you got?
All right, another 11 o'clock kickoff down at Fayetteville. We got Arkansas and Mississippi State. 6-48 total here. Arkansas 2-5. Mississippi State's 3-3. I was looking through this game. I watched a lot of the Alabama-Arkansas game last week. And Jefferson, in his seventh year, started to look comfortable again. I think he might have been injured or something earlier in this year. He wasn't playing real good, but he looked pretty good last week. Mississippi State's defense is terrible, and this is their seventh game and only second one on the road. So I think Arkansas does like to play games close. They've got four losses by one score, but I think this one's going to get some points on the board. I'm going to go over the 48.5.
Over 48.5. All right. I'm going to go to one of the Saturday night games, one of the bigger games of the weekend. I'm going to go Utah, number 14, Utah visits number 18, USC, Saturday night at 7. USC is a 7-point favorite with an over-under of 54. Utah bounced back from a week 5 ass-whipping to Oregon State and a week 6 bye to double up the spread last weekend versus Cal. USC, we all know what happened to them against the Fighting Irish. They got the hell beat out of them, 48-20, and it really wasn't even that close. There were a couple of opportunities and a couple of late scores that made that one look better. To add to USC's woes, against the number, they're the worst team in the Pac-12 at 2-5 this season. That is a steaming pile of 42%. And they are also that same percentage the last three seasons. Utah is 60% against the number on the season. They've got some confidence. They didn't get embarrassed. And guess what, Steve? You heard me. They're a 7-point favorite. That thing's been sitting out there, not moving. So this is the first one of the year, fellas. I'm going to take Utah on the +7 money line. Back to you, Mike.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to we're going to go into the Big Ten and probably the worst game of the week.
Maybe of the year.
Of the year with with Maddie, your Golden Gophers against the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yes.
I got the unders at 32.5, and that might even be a stretch for those guys, for both of them combined. I mean, Iowa is 2-7 for the overs for this year. Minnesota is 3-6 in their overs for the year. And again, you got to love this stat. What is it? Past 2 weeks, Iowa has had more punting yards than offensive yards. And I just, and they might get that 7th win to have Ferentz keep that part of his job, but I don't think that they're going to get those point totals. And plus, again, it's perfect for this one. They're going for the Floyd of Rosedale Pig Trophy, which with these two teams, that's about it.
Very fitting.
That's pretty stinky.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't see Iowa just lost their top tight end, too, for the season. So that'll help their offense.
Generally doesn't help your offense. That's first one to 13 wins, I think, is that probably in that game. All right, Steve, what do you got for your number 3-ish?
Well, I tried to top Mikey here for the worst game. I went with Rutgers, and that wasn't very good. And then I looked around, and I saw Akron of Bowling Green. This is beside the Ohio MAC championship here. And this game's a 1 o'clocker, 7.5, and 38.5. Another one that we like. No scoring. The Zips are 1-6. Bowling Green's 3-4. Bowling Green's offense, they can run the ball pretty well, but they don't pass very good. Another team that needs to cut down on penalties and turnovers that's been killing them all year. I was looking for anything that could might be a problem solver for Akron on why they are 1-6, but there's nothing. They just stink. Bowling Green wins this by 2, maybe 3 scores going away.
Easily covering the number.
And I looked at the under on that too, because
not gonna play two unders in a week. No, you can't do that. That can't cheer for two unders for sure. I'm gonna go with another Saturday night game. This one in the ACC. I'm gonna go 4-2 Clemson going to Hard Rock Stadium to face the 4-2 Miami Hurricanes. Right now, Clemson's a 3-point favorite. Like I was last week, trying to figure out the Raiders-Patriots 3-point spread. I'm trying to figure this one out, how it's only 3. Last season, Clemson beat Miami 40-10. The last 3 meetings, Clemson has outscored Miami 120-20. Miami is the worst team in the ACC against the number in the last 3 years at 36%. And when they're at home, 36% isn't bad enough. They're 33%. Hard Rock Stadium will not be rocking, and Clemson will go in there, get a win, and it'll be by easily 3 points. So give me Clemson -3.
That game's good. Good storylines. Dabo's ready to
tank it up. He's sick of it. Yeah. Sick of saying I can win 8 or 9 games and you guys aren't happy.
Mario can't manage a clock. I mean, there's all sorts of options on this one.
Yeah, there are for sure. So
it might be a good watch.
They could. Yep. Or just fight, or who knows. Might be an interesting game to watch Saturday night. Mike, college or pro?
No, I'm turning the page, going to Sunday for a little pros. I know Steve's favorite.
Steve loves the NFL.
We're going to start off with early kickoff, the noon kickoff with Buffalo and New England. I got Buffalo at -8.5. As we know, Buffalo's 4-2. New England's doing that great job with Belichick being 1-5. Buffalo's 3-3 against the spread. New England's 1-5 against the spread. So Buffalo's are averaging 28 points. Pats are averaging 12 points a game. So I don't think that this one's even going to be pretty, and probably hearing some more rumors about Belichick leaving after this year.
That was a hard watch. Hard watch in Las Vegas watching that Patriots team. They're not a good ball club.
No, they are not.
Yeah. All right. I got covering the Bills, covering that thing. All right, Steve.
We're going to go to Saturday night in Tallahassee. Florida State's 14.5 and over Duke, 48.5 is the total. Florida State's 6-0 on the year. I believe they've got about a 14 or 15 game winning streak, which kind of shocked me a little bit, but they've been playing pretty well all year except for the near disaster at Boston College. Duke's 5-1 and still not getting any respect from anybody. I think Riley Leonard is a hell of a quarterback, great athlete. He can make things happen as long as – I know he was injured a little bit, but I think he's ready to roll, though. I think Duke's going to keep this one close, and I'm going to take them +14.5.
And they're 4-2 on the season against the numbers, so there you go. All right, I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm going to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Headed to SoFi Stadium as a 3-point underdog against the Rams. Steelers 3-2, Rams 3-3. Rams are coming off a big win against the lowly, shitty Cardinals, while the Steelers are coming off a bye. Rams are doing really well this year against the spread. They are at 5-1, and the Steelers are 3-2. But since moving to SoFi, the Rams are 2 games under .500. And let me give you the most important stat of this game. Mike Tomlin is only a few games over 50% in his career at Pittsburgh against the number. Just under 50% on the road. But he's been an underdog 90 times in his career, but he's covered 57 of those. That is, do the math, that's 63%-ish, and that's a pretty good clip. So I'm going to take the Steelers covering that 3 in SoFi. Last game, Mike, where are you going?
I'm going to go to the vaunted NFC East. We got the Washington Commanders against the lowly New York Giants. They're, I think their honeymoon with Dable is worn off from last year, and that Washington's 3-3, Giants are 1-5. Commanders are averaging 22 points a game, and Giants are only getting just under 12 points a game. So I think Washington's going to go in there, go into the Meadowlands and beat up on the Giants. And I got the Commanders at -1.5.
Is Jones playing this week? Or
Last not? I heard, he's still out with that neck injury.
You got Tyrod, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
there we go.
Almost killed a bunch of people in the survivor pool last week.
Absolutely did. That would have been disastrous to about 1,000 people.
I was looking at Circa. I think about 33% of them had them.
Yeah, so they did for sure. Yeah, I was watching that at a blackjack table.
The downtown Grand.
No, I was on the Strip, man. I was on the Strip. Absolutely. Playing way too much per hand. I know that.
That's not like you.
No, it's not. No. All right, Steve, what you got?
We're going to go to the Sunday night game. Miami and the Eagles. We got 2.5 and 51.5. I think this probably going to be the best game of the week. Eagles offense hasn't been clicking like it was last year, maybe.
No.
Jalen Hurts is, looks a little scared. Not scared, but not as confident as he did last year. Picking up Julio Jones, is that going to be the answer? I don't know. Miami's offense is rolling. Absolutely rolling. They got speed. They got running backs. They got Tua not getting concussed out. I think Miami wins this one on the road here.
There you go.
But I'll take the points. But I'm going Dolphins +2.5.
+2.5. All right. Well, you said best game of the week. How about the Packers and the Broncos? Oh, no, never mind. I'm going to go with the shit game, on the other hand. Sunday afternoon, 2-3, Packers head to Denver. 1-5 is a 1-point favorite. Over-under on this thing is 44.5. The last 2 weeks, the Packers have scored 20 and 13 points. The last 2 weeks, the Broncos have scored 8 and 21. I tried many ways to add those two combination of weeks together, and I can't get to 44.5. In addition, as we all know, last weekend the unders in the NFL went 12-2. These two offenses are on the struggle bus. Doesn't feel like they're getting off anytime soon. 44.5 is a number that's going to be too big. So I'm taking an under 44.5.
That first or second?
Second career over 100. Yes. Absolutely. The last one didn't work out well for me, I don't think. So, all right, Mike, thank you for coming on. Always good to catch up. Any parting words for anybody?
No, you guys have fun in Vegas here in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. You need to join us one of these days. And
I'm hoping to here soon.
Yes, absolutely. And any thoughts on the Big Red, 12 points, covering that thing?
I don't know. I think they're going to win, but I don't think that they'll make that 12 points.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of points for a team that is on that same struggle bus.
I'm going to go down there, but I'm not going to go to the game.
Just going to tailgate and drink some Busch Lights and call it good?
Yeah. More than likely.
More than likely that's going to be it. Are you going to watch the game in the tailgate lot?
I will. Probably traditionally till halftime and then beat the traffic home.
There you go. With your designated driver, I'm sure.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a good person. All right. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Not sure why you follow us on Twitter, I guess, other than to get the show link, because we don't do picks anymore. Steve apparently doesn't get hotter when the sun goes down. And
I'll get you some this week.
Okay, you better. And we do tweet out our Circa Millions picks. And as Steve mentioned, like in the bottom 1% of the Circa Millions contest. So those are striking at a steaming pile of rain. As they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, if you're walking around and you step in it, if it looks like it and smells like it, it's probably shit. Good luck and good night.